Not all leaves were created equal. An oak leaf is broad and bulky, while banana leaves are a million times larger than ordinary heather leaves. Why is this the case? The textbooks used to say that it's a balance between water availability and overheating, but a new study published today in Science has unearthed the real factors behind the huge scale variation in leaves. Dr. Ian Wright is an associate professor in the Department of Biological Sciences at Macquarie Uni and one of the researchers in the study. Thanks for joining us on Afters FM, Ian.
Oh, thanks, Elliot. Happy to talk to you.
Thanks. Now, this study was a collaboration between researchers all over the world. How detailed was the study?
Well, that's right. It was a collaboration of 17 researchers all up from about six different countries. And in the study, we brought together data on leaf size, information on leaf sizes for some 8,000 species almost from around the world, from hundreds of different vegetations, different forests and so forth. So we built a data set that represented the world's vegetation at a scale that hadn't been ever represented before.
Absolutely. 8,000 is I can't even imagine. That's massive. And why was the study carried out?
Okay, so the leaves, as you said, vary enormously in size among species, almost a million-fold variation. And this has puzzled biologists and plant geographers and probably pretty much anyone who's ever gone outside. And back in the late 19th century, the geographers noted that there were big leaves in the tropics, and they sort of put this down to the fact that the jungles there were very wet, there's very high rainfall, and people have also noticed that species in deserts have very small leaves. But there's never really been a overarching comprehensive theory that explains why there's so much variation among species in their leaves across the world.
And what did you find? What are the main factors that determine the size of a leaf?
Well, so the main thing really driving the size of leaves is the climate in which species occur. So it's true that rainfall is a very strong driver, and so is heat. And that's because larger leaves, all else being equal, have a tendency to overheat more in very hot situations. And overheating is a real problem for all biological tissues. The proteins start to unravel and get a loss of function. But also, larger leaves tend to be more likely to freeze at night in very cold environments. And so what we did is we put together this big data compilation of thousands of species with a new type of theory that drew in all these different elements of overheating and freezing and so forth. And it came up with a sort of comprehensive theory for what drives leaf size, in particular what sets the upper limits to leaf size around the world. And really the main factors are solar radiation, so the energy inputs, and the temperature of the air, both during the night and during the day, and also rainfall.
Right. What is the most interesting or unique leaf that you encountered when you did this study? It's like picking a favourite.
it's a tricky one. So what's interesting here is that, there's an incredible variety of leaves in their sizes and their shapes. So as you said, some of the really big leaves, I think, are quite extraordinary. Things like the Filipino banana tree, which has a leaf of over 1 metre in size. It's just sort of extraordinary.
And so that one, if I've understood your research correctly, it can't survive if it's too hot or if it's too cold. So that needs quite a moderate climate.
So in the sort of dark and steamy tropics, where the leaves are very large, the reason plants can get away with that is that although it's hot, which on the face of it should actually select for very small leaf species, if there's enough water available, they can. Transpire or evaporate enough water through their leaves to cool the leaves down. And that's the reason you get these very large leaf species in very wet rainforests in the tropics. Yeah. Otherwise, in the tropics, in drier sites, you get much smaller leaves.
I see. Yeah. How does this study advance our understanding of plants more generally?
Well, so photosynthesis is the most basic plant function there is. It's plants harnessing the energy from the sun to pull carbon dioxide in through the stomata in the leaves, the little holes in the leaves, and they lose water while they're doing this. And the temperature of the leaves while they're doing this is critical to the photosynthetic function. So this new knowledge helps us understand the role of water use and leaf temperature in photosynthesis. So in a basic way, it just helps us understand the most physiological function there is. But more broadly, there's some pretty cool applications of this sort of thing. So paleoecologists are the people who try and reconstruct past environments, try and understand what the climate was and what the environment was millions of years ago in the past. And one way we can do this is by looking at, for example, the size of the leaves. And with this new information, we'll be able to do a much better job of reconstructing past environments using leaf fossils. And going the other way, looking into the future, we will be able to use this knowledge in the vegetation model that we use to predict shift in vegetation under climate change scenarios. So with this kind of this new sort of knowledge, we can both run forwards and run backwards and do a better job as scientists.
Thank you so much, Ian. It's great to hear that this research has wide implications. It's also very interesting. I'll be posting a link to our Facebook page of the article so our listeners can delve a little bit deeper into it as well. But thanks very much, Ian, for joining us on AfterZFM.